Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free on number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we welcome back to the program. He is the founder, editor-in-chief, and also investigative reporter, John Solomon, justthenews.com. I mean, he's got news breaking all over the place about the Biden family syndicate and about the January 6th panel. I told you it was a predetermined outcome all throughout the entire, sham committee. Well, now apparently we've got evidence to back that up. We'll get to that in a second. Just the News also has sued the Biden administration for the purpose of forcing disclosure of the COVID-19 vaccine safety data. Why do you have to sue for something like that? Why won't they just voluntarily inform the American people? They constantly claim that they're being transparent. I don't see anything transparent at all about this. If they were transparent, I'd like to know where how many Red Bulls Joe might have had before the State of the Union when we saw Jacked Up Joe on Thursday. Anyway, John Solomon, you there?
I am. Yes, I was trying to count all the Red Bulls. There were a lot of them, it turns out. Well, look at what we've been through over the last few years, Sean. I mean, we go back to Russia collusion. And so many of the stories that we were force-fed, told to believe, insisted that it was true under the color of government, Russia collusion. There was nothing wrong with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden until there was. The laptop was Russian disinformation until it wasn't. And now the January 6th stories, we have had a taxpayer-funded effort to deceive the American people time and time and time again. And that continued on even with the State of the Union address, where President Biden would make claims like, I'm getting the deficit down, the borders are secure. It's just remarkable to watch tax dollars go into creating...
I'm not correcting you. For 3 years, they pushed that lie, the border's secure and the border's closed. Now they want to blame Republicans, even though they bragged. I have Alejandro Mayorkas on tape bragging that they rescinded all the Trump policies with the stroke of a pen and that the list is too long to name them all. That's what he said. And they all said it, but now they're trying to say Republicans are responsible when they could easily, with the stroke of a pen, bring those policies that were working back.
You know, I remember a time in the 90s where Democrats were willing to blow the whistle when a Democrat did something wrong. I remember hearing Don Riegel had with the Senate Banking Committee where a Clinton official tried to hide the truth on the Whitewater scandal. And Don Riegel, the Democratic chairman from Michigan of this committee, scolded his own Democratic administration because the facts warrant it. Today, Democrats can't call out the truth on their own people, and they can't tell the truth about their opposition. That's one of the remarkable things about this report that Chairman Barry Loudermilk just released. Several of the storylines that Liz Cheney and the Democrats released from the January 6th committee had contradictory evidence. And the contradictory evidence wasn't just not reported in the report. It was hidden from Republicans. In some cases, it was destroyed, deleted, kind of just like Hillary Clinton trying to get rid of her Blackberries. these are the sort of things that this generation of Democrats are doing. They're trying to deceive the American people for political gain. That wasn't the case 20, 30 years ago.
It really wasn't. So now you have to sue. And for people that don't know, I mean, when you file a Freedom of Information Act request and then they won't abide by it, and you go through all the proper hurdles to get what should be forthcoming, and then it's not forthcoming. Look, there's not a lawyer in Washington that's cheap these days. I have my share of them. Unfortunately, it's the cost of me being able to stay on the air, believe it or not. Things have gotten so crazy. But now you have to spend money. I mean, it's worth it. I think the American people deserve the truth, but you shouldn't have to work that hard.
We have lots of lawsuits. We're suing Fannie Willis to try to get her contacts with the White House. We're suing the National Archives to get the pseudonym emails of Joe Biden, where he conducted government business on a private fake email account. But the one I think is most important, because our entire medical system rests on the notion that we have informed consent, that the doctors tell us the risks and the benefits of treatment, then we make an informed decision with our medical provider. But we've learned from the CDC and the FDA, from officials bragging at private conferences, that they kept a secret set of books about reactions from the COVID-19 vaccine. People can come down wherever they want on the COVID-19 vaccine, but our whole medical system rests on the notion that we have transparency. There is a secret set of books, a backdoor database that the government acknowledges it kept on COVID-19 vaccines. We're suing so that we can get that information so everybody could just make the best decision. That's all. In the old days, we used to get this data. Now it's harder and harder to get the truth to the American people.
It was always under emergency authorization, and I was interviewing doctors. You know, we now have had many studies, for example, that show that hydroxychloroquine taken early mitigated symptoms. A lot of these studies have now come out, starting with the Henry Ford Hospital study, and then many studies thereafter, and other things, monoclonal antibodies that were working. All of this was through emergency authorization, though. However, the pressure that was put on me, and I don't know if you were feeling the same pressure I was feeling, everybody demanded to know my status. And as soon as I probably would have shared it, I don't have any problem. But as soon as people started demanding it, I'm like, no, I believe in medical privacy. Go jump in a lake. I'm not doing it. And secondly, people wanted me to pressure people to get the vaccine. I don't know anything about their medical history. I don't know anything about their pre-existing conditions. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trained medical professional. I'm a talk show host. Why would people want and demand me to tell them something that I have no way of knowing whether it's good or bad? Now, I had a lot of concerns because I also interviewed Dr. Robert Malone many times. Without Dr. Robert Malone, there wouldn't have been an mRNA vaccine. And he said that it was never perfected, but he would have used it for people 65 and older and people with comorbidities and pre-existing conditions. Nobody wanted to hear from him. As a matter of fact, he got ostracized for daring to say it like many other doctors did.
Yeah, I don't know, Harvey Risch at Yale, one of the great epidemiologists. Yeah. Well, if you didn't buy into the official storyline, you were ostracized. And that dynamic, right, that's a dynamic we saw in Russia collusion, right? Look at all the people that got shamed because they were trying to tell the truth about Russia collusion. Look at what happened with those of us who told the truth about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. The ostracization of people who were trying to tell the truth, trying to assert facts into a public discourse, that's one of the most troubling developments that the left has done in the last few years, which is to silence, cancel, and ridicule people who may have facts and truth. And I think that the problem is that dynamic has become so strong that a lot of times voters are actually going to the polls without a full picture of what they should know about. That is a very dangerous thing for the future of democracy. You know, our founding fathers intended a free press and debate and discourse, but right now debate and discourse gets frozen out in so many ways by big tech, by big journalism. I look at the New York Times, they just moved now a story confirming what we reported a long time ago, which was there were many people saying the incident in the Beast on January 6th didn't happen. The famous limousine where Cassie Hutchins says, President Trump grabbed the wheel.
Yeah. Whoa. Now you're jumping ship here because you talked about this. You wrote a piece about this.
Yeah.
That the January 6th panel withheld crucial evidence, including that narrative that was frankly mainstream, that Donald Trump tried to take over the steering wheel from the Secret Service. However, we now know that the Secret Service driver said, I assume under oath, that he contradicted the story that went viral that, in fact, Trump had done this. You're saying now we have proof that they didn't. Now, is this from the files that were apparently deleted?
Yes. These are transcripts that were removed from the Congress as Democrats were leaving and House Republicans were coming in January 2023. Again, another effort to cancel or hide the truth from the American people. If you're not ashamed of it, why not leave it and let other people debate it? There is an effort to control it. Barry Loudermilk, this is an official government document released today, a official report of the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight, and it reveals several troubling things. Interviews, evidence that was either destroyed, hidden, moved away so that the American public couldn't find it. What does it show? One is many people, not just the driver, but many people said the B story never happened. Donald Trump didn't commandeer a limousine and try to go to the Capitol. And by the way, they also said there was no security plan, so Trump was never planning to go to the Capitol. Very important. Another one, remember the 10,000 troops that Kash Patel and Defense Secretary Chris Miller said the president authorized? They were able to confirm that. How were they able to confirm that? A deputy chief of staff gave an interview to the committee, the Democrat committee, back in 2022, saying president authorized it. I was in the meeting the next day with D.C. officials where we talked about the 10,000 number. What did the committee do? It didn't release that. It kept that transcript off the book so it couldn't be found. Really
important. Well, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring this up because Liz Cheney was attacking our buddy Mark Levin on this very issue, saying that Chris Miller had said under oath that, in fact, he wasn't a part of the meeting. Well, I asked him that question directly along with Mark Meadows, President Trump, and Kash Patel. And here's what the four said. The only other person at that meeting was General Milley. Let's listen to the four.
Did you authorize calling up the guard? And then it became... the chain of command went to Nancy Pelosi and to the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser. Did you, as required by law, authorize that?
100% and attested to by many people, and they turned it down. Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
Mayor Bowser's written refusal, the communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request to allow National Guardsmen and women to stage on January 4 and 5 before January 6th.
Did you both ask for the National Guard to be called up?
Without a doubt, Sean, we've made that very clear, not just once, but on numerous occasions. We wanted to make sure that there was plenty of National Guard on the ready in case there was some kind of violence.
I had a meeting with President Trump on the 3rd of January concerning some international threats. And at the very end, he asked if there were any requests for National Guard support.
What was the president's response to you with regard to the request made by Mayor Bowser?
Fill it and do whatever was necessary to protect the demonstrators.
The last voice was the acting Secretary of Defense Miller, and Liz Cheney said, I guess in a tweet to Mark Levin, that he said the opposite. Did he lie to me, or did he lie to the committee, or did he not lie to anybody?
Well, listen, there's no doubt. Now, remember, 2 years ago, I got a document from the Capitol Police showing that the Trump Defense Department on January 3rd offered National Guard and said, if you want to just start the paperwork in motion. That was the first piece of evidence, fact, that could back up this story. Then there was all those witnesses that made those claims. And then today, Tony Ornato, former deputy chief of staff for operations at the White House, the guy in charge of the security for that planning for January 6th, said, we absolutely did it. The president authorized it in a meeting on the 3rd with Mark Milley. And then the next day, we sat in a meeting, and we actually talked about it. We actually told the mayor we could have up to 10,000 troops. Go take them. Go do it.
The only other person in the room was General Milley. Do we know what he said about this?
We do. General Milley has said in prior statements that, in fact, the president did authorize the use of National Guard. So we know from Milley. We know from Miller. We know from Kash Patel. Now we know from Tony Ornato, and we know from the Capitol Police document, a contemporaneous document before anyone knew this was going to become politicized or a tragedy, that these offers were made. And one of the most important lines in the entire report today on January 6th, and it's a very important report because it's fact-based. There's no narrative telling. We're just giving facts for the first time. Barry Loudermilk deserves a lot of credit for this. It says that the events of January 6, 2021 were preventable. That's exactly what Chief Sun told you. If people had acted on the intelligence, if they had taken the National Guard, if those political actions hadn't occurred, we might have saved the country a lot of strife on January 6th. That is a profound statement to be made in an official congressional report today.
Even Lester Holt reported that on NBC News they had actionable intelligence. And you're right, General, chief of the Capitol Police, the Capitol Police Chief Sun, actually, Chief Sun said to us on this program that.
He did.
Real quickly, I got less than like a minute and a half. Prosecutors call Hunter Biden a conspiracy theorist who cheated on taxes after sobriety. And you have another story that Hunter Biden sought $5 million to try and quash indictment for Ukrainian oligarch.
Well, a second Ukrainian oligarch, Dmitry Firtash, is indicted by the Obama-Biden Justice Department. So dad, Joe Biden's administration, indicts an oligarch for a bribery scheme. His son, a few months later, Hunter Biden, is on the other side of that transaction saying, pay me $5 million, I might be able to make my father's indictment go away. That's how bold and audacious the Biden influence peddling was. The second story is, most recently, you know, Hunter Biden and his team have been saying, hey, give me a break. I was a drug addict. Hey, give me a break. The only reason I executed is because Donald Trump wanted it. The said, that's bull. It was the Democrat justice approved your tax charges. And by the way, you were sober for 2 years and you were blowing through money, but you weren't paying your taxes. They call out Hunter Biden. They're not going to let Hunter Biden get away with any more.
The same David Weiss that wanted him to have the sweetheart deal and no deal, no charges at all. I don't trust him.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
25 now till the top of the hour, toll free. Our telephone number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, I saw this. Like, fake Jake Tapper to me is just like the typical idiot, you know, at fake news CNN and MSDNC. They're liberal talk show hosts and they parade around as if they are journalists. No, they're not journalists. I mean, so he takes a shot and I'm kind of laughing. Sweet Baby Jane James shows me this. I'm not on X. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on anything. You guys will not give me permission. So it says,
well, I think we need to be clear about one thing. You are on all of those things. You just don't have access to be on them and talk by yourself. We kind of work with you. We massage what you would like to write to fake Jake.
Well, I'm trying to understand why I feel, do you feel the need to babysit me this way? But in all honesty, it's been free not to be on it.
We're taking it off.
I mean, it's been really freeing. I'm like, remember I used to have these wars with Jimmy Kimmel.
Acosta.
I made him.
Jimmy Acosta.
Yeah. Big news, Acosta. You got Jimmy Kimmel. I made him apologize. I had a big war with Alec, a couple of big wars with Alec Baldwin, and his daughter writes me, you know, directly, can you please stop fighting my father? And I'm like, of course I'll listen. Yes, I'll do whatever you want. But I mean, why aren't you asking him? But I guess she felt she'd get further asking me. But I mean, that was a funny one.
It was.
So he says, Trump advisor Sean Hannity and other Biden critics need to pick a lane. Is the president a fool or a criminal mastermind? Which, on the surface of it, it's like, are you really that stupid? If, for example, Jacked Up Joe does not represent Everyday Joe. And every single person I met, and I met a lot of people this weekend. I went out more than usual for me this weekend. Met a lot of people. And it, without fail, everyone wanted to know, like, what the hell was that in the State of the Union? Anyone with eyes to see knows that's not the average cognitive mess that we see as president every day. But, of course, that would not be newsworthy of fake news CNN. And of course, they'd stay away from it. Or the issue of, you know, Joe Biden lying about never having spoken to his son, his brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals, or actually doing some in-depth investigations into, okay, well, why was he meeting with the Russian oligarch that gave $3.5 million to Hunter? That Devin Archer testified they offered what, I guess, invested another 120 with Hunter's Rosemont Seneca real estate portfolio. That seems a little odd considering the guy lied as both a candidate and as president. And of course, the big question, why would any sitting vice president ever leverage $1 billion U.S. tax dollars for his son, who's being paid by his own admission in a field of Endeavor Energy in a country never had any experience in, Ukraine, at a time he admits he was a, you know, hard drug addict? Why would he be getting paid millions of dollars for that? Why would the vice president leverage $1 billion after, of course, it became Obama administration policy to give them the loan guarantees? And I think it's pretty transparent to anybody that has an inquiring mind and not a left-wing media elitist attitude towards everything. Anyway, so I start looking back, and my team, like within seconds, is sending me example after example about how corrupt and abusively biased, you know, like most people of fake news CNN and MSDNC really are, and about this case about fake Jake. And I'm like reading it, and then all of a sudden, like, I said, well, what's this guy's ratings? And the guy barely gets a 500,000 viewers. Of course he wants to use me. I'm like clickbait to this guy. And if I talk a lot about him, and I said, just tune into radio and TV on Monday and I'll deal with you on Monday. And I went about enjoying my night, not giving a flying rip about fake Jake. And this is what makes him fake. He's fake because he's nothing but a liberal talking head. They're a dime a dozen. But the difference is they claim that they're journalists. Fake Jake Tapper is a liberal talk show host, but he's not honest, which makes him fake and phony. He's a leftist. He's a liberal. He has an agenda. He selectively decides what articles he will put on his show, what articles he'll ignore. He's a never Trumper, blah, blah. I mean, it's just the same boring CNN host who gets no viewers. He's in dead last place. And somebody said to me, why would you shoot down? And I'm like, after I looked at the ratings, I'm like, you're right. Why do I even talk about this guy? The difference between what we do, well, number one, we have an audience, and what they do is they claim that they're journalists. That's the big lie. That is where he is so fake and phony, because he's a liberal talk show host, and they think that they are above those of us that are honest about who we are and what we do. I can produce thousands of hours as a radio and TV television host of me doing objective straight news. I can produce it on radio. I can produce it on TV. Journalism is a part of what I do. That's part of being a talk show host. We have done investigative work that they would never do over any of these other cable networks, and that is Barack Obama's radical associations. They'd never touch that. They wouldn't even get into the Biden family syndicate and even ask the simplest of questions, like he had an opportunity to do when he interviewed Joe Biden. Why did you lie to the American people and say you never once spoke to Hunter, your brother, or anybody for that matter about those foreign business deals? And according to Devin Archer and according to records at the Cafe Milano, you actually met them. And Devin Archer said he called in at least 20 times to these business meetings, unless you believe Dan Goldman, the congressman, who thinks, well, they were probably talking about the weather. And so as part of being a talk show host, we do investigative reporting. We do straight reporting. We do real journalism when it warrants it, depending on the situation. We give opinion. That is stated up front, there's not anybody in this country that doesn't know that I'm a conservative and that I'll be voting for Donald Trump in this election. Not hiding it. The difference is they act as though there's something that they're not. And we do culture. We do sports. If I had to use an analogy, we're like the entire newspaper, both on radio and TV. And we're honest about it. They're not honest about it. Hence, fake Jake. But that's all the time I think I should devote to this idiot. I mean, why bother? Nobody even probably knows who I'm talking about.
Well, they do now because you keep talking about him. So now they're going to go look up fake Jake.
I don't know if it'll show up on Wikipedia as fake Jake.
I'm pretty sure it does. I created the page this morning. It looks beautiful. I just wanted to let everybody know. I think it looks great.
Well, I mean, I have an amazing team.
I'm obviously being funny, but I'm not creating a fake Jake Wikipedia page. But I think everybody knows that CNN is fake news. I mean, my God, during all the Trump rallies over the past, 8 years of just going through everything, people scream, fake news every time they see it. And he is literally their poster child.
It's the whole network. And I keep reading article after article that CNN's top talent may be at risk of losing their jobs or getting significant pay cuts. We only wish Jakey the best. We wish fake Jake the best. All right. When he gets 1.5 million viewers, maybe I'll pay attention to him. Until then, he's not worthy of our time. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Eric, Free State of Florida, next, Sean Hannity Show. Sir, how are you? Happy Monday to you.
Thank you, Sean, for taking the call. Sean, I wanted to say, I remember President Teddy Roosevelt had a slogan, speak softly and carry a big stick. Well, my friends and I came up with the perfect slogan for this administration, and ironically, it comes from a Hollywood movie. Remember Forrest Gump once said, stupid is as stupid does?
Yeah.
That slogan describes the Democrat agenda perfectly. I mean, how stupid is it to allow millions of unvetted military-age men to surge across our border and hide in the population? Migrant crime, it's already killed thousands of Americans. Poor, Lake and Riley was horribly murdered last month. Another lady, Kayla Hamilton, was killed in her own room. Lizbeth Medina, a Texas cheerleader, was allegedly killed by an illegal and left in her bathtub. I mean, our women and children are not safe anymore, thanks to the stupid is as stupid does Democrats. I mean, they're so stupid.
Well, look, I mean, you have a chance. It's coming fast and furious in 238 days. This is going to be a tipping point of all tipping points for the country. And, either we're going to continue with this radicalism led by an incompetent, weak, frail, cognitively diminished president, or we're going to put policies in place that will secure our border, make us energy dominant, that will reestablish America's strength on the world stage that has been vacated by Joe Biden, or everything involving Bidenomics, which has been a disaster, and adopt higher taxes and more regulation. Or we're gonna change the country. We're gonna redirect the country with policies that we know work. Conservatism works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be a conservative.
We got it. What you said, Sean. Right? How stupid is it to allow China to buy our precious farmland, and Americans can't buy farmland in China? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Farmland, ranch land, and land near military installations. That makes us pretty stupid in terms of national security, doesn't it? Sad, actually. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. So let us say hi to Alan in Missouri. Sir, how are you? Happy Monday to you.
How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, just calling in today. First of all, just want to say, give an apology to Lake and Riley's family. That's absolutely horrendous what happened in the speech the other day.
I am praying for them, and what a sad bit of news to see the president of our country care more about apologizing to the guy that we believe killed her, murdered her, an illegal immigrant that should have been deported. But because of his policies, in part, and the policies of sanctuary cities and states, no, this guy was allowed to stay in our country. And look at what happened. This family will never be the same again. But he apologizes for saying the word illegal. He was an illegal immigrant. He entered our country illegally. Now I know they want to change the lexicon and have everybody be woke in the terms that they use. I'm not going along with that either. Oh, I should have said on document. How about you should have said Lake and Riley and not Lincoln Riley? And if you're going to apologize to anybody, apologize to the mother and father and family and friends of this young woman who was at all the promise and all the gifts God gave her and losing her life. This family will never be the same again. I can't say enough prayers for these for this family. My heart goes out to them. And the many other families that MSDNC was giggling at on Super Tuesday night when they said, number one issue, people of Virginia, or, you know, it's immigration. Well, tell that to the family of the 14-year-old girl raped out of Virginia by an illegal immigrant, again, from Venezuela. Nothing funny about it. It really did. Oh, this makes me so angry. You have no idea.
I agree. That's exactly how I feel about it. And, you know, I'm a young American and I have two daughters and, you know, God forbid that ever happened to them. I would lose my mind. I don't know how they're handling it. But to my question here, if you're Trump and you get into office, what is your plan? Hypothetically here, I know you're not him, but what is your plan to get these illegals out?
I think it's going to be a very heavy lift. He's promised to do it. I believe that he has every intention of doing it. It's going to be very difficult to find 10 million plus people, maybe closer to 12 million by the end of Biden's term. But find them and deport them and say, if you want to come into America, the prerequisite has to be you do it legally. Number one, and that would include background checks for every illegal. We have outbreaks. There's another outbreak of measles. I forgot what state it happened in, but it was reported over the weekend. We have to have a health check for everybody coming in, and you should have to prove that you will not be a burden on the American people, that you can take care of yourself financially. And then I don't really give a rip where you come from. I don't. 100%. Welcome to America. Congratulations. You hit the lottery. That would be my attitude. Just do it legally. Let us do the proper vetting, and then welcome to America. That simple. Like my grandparents came legally. They came through Ellis Island. I have all the documentation and papers to prove it. Anyway, my friend, appreciate your call. Months now have passed since the terror group Hamas brutally attacked Israel, launching a vicious war. Israel is now fighting for their very survival. The sad part is there are a lot of innocent Israelis that are in dire conditions now. Thousands of Israelis are unable to return to their homes, with more being evacuated from the north now because the conflict with Lebanon and Hezbollah has been ramping up. Thankfully, there's groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They've been on the ground from day one. They're in the middle of this, and they are helping the hundreds of thousands of suffering Israelis with critical essentials like food and medicine and emergency supplies. Look, Israel's in desperate need. We're proud to partner with the IFCJ. There's two ways you can donate. One, use your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword support IFCJ, support IFCJ when you dial #250, or their website, same name, supportifcj.org. If you do it today, a generous donor will match whatever you donate, doubling the impact of the support you're providing. The need is desperate. Supportifcj.org.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.